In the readings today, the tensions are high. Moses is essentially holding God's hand back from destroying his own people. They have become depraved, doing the worst. They have turned away from the God who is saving them and started to worship false gods, the unthinkable. Even though they walked through the Red Sea, even though they saw the great miracles of God constantly, who was feeding them every day, manna in the desert, they turned away from God. And so God is ready to wipe them out. Go down to your people, God says to Moses. And we see what Moses does. He implores the Lord, Lord, let your anger die down. So we see the great power of Moses. And he's fulfilled, of course, in the person of Christ. Moses prefigures Christ. And so Christ is the one who is the intercessor before the Father. And Christ is the one who is bringing us mercy. He's our only chance at mercy. And yet there is arrogance right in the face of Christ. And we know that. It's what brings him to his death on the cross. But we shouldn't think for a moment that Jesus isn't trying to reach out to those very men and women who are putting him to death and the Pharisees. Tensions are high in this gospel reading because Jesus is working hard to bring the Pharisees to the light, to bring them to the truth. He's actually telling them they don't know Moses. That would be earth-shattering for a Pharisee to say he didn't know Moses. But they don't. They don't know him because if they knew Moses, they would know who is standing in front of them, the person of Jesus. And so we need to recognize Christ and his presence. Remember the Transfiguration Gospel we heard right in the beginning of Lent. Jesus appeared with Moses at his right and Elijah at his left, filled with light. Jesus is the fulfillment. And so let us keep our eyes focused on Christ in the moments of high tension, in the moments of great need. Jesus, who comes to us in this Holy Eucharist.